You know, there is this moment that catches a lot of women off guard. They haven't changed how they eat. They haven't lost any discipline. They haven't forgotten how food works. And yet, somewhere in midlife, hunger changes. They get hungry sooner. They feel less full. The same meals don't work anymore. And right on schedule, the advice shows up. Try harder. Eat less. Move more. Confident, simple, wrong. Because menopause is not just hot flashes and a fan pointed at your face at 2 a.m. It's a brain event. Today on 4Q, we will be making sense of the madness of menopause and weight gain. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is 4Q. 4Q University, where we make sense of the madness, bust a few myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. Estrogen does far more than regulate reproduction. It talks to the brain, specifically the hypothalamus, that small, walnut-sized, powerful center that controls hunger, fullness, temperature, energy balance. And when estrogen is present, it helps the brain say, I've had enough. And when estrogen declines, that signal softens, not disappears, softens. And when that happens, hunger feels louder, fullness feels quieter. So if you feel like you're hungrier than you used to be, you're right. Now here's the part that drives many crazy. In menopause, you can feel more hunger, more desire to eat, and less satisfaction even before you're eating more. So the experience changes first. And then someone tells you, just eat less. That's not advice. That's denial. So I'm not going to turn this into a neuroscience lecture, but a few key ideas matter. Estrogen normally helps the hypothalamus by supporting satiety, quieting hunger signals, and keeping the system balanced. And when it fails, or when estrogen stops being produced, the eat signal gets louder, the stop signal gets weaker. Same person, different signaling. Now let's say something out loud, or that should have been said years ago. There is a reason that estrogen replacement exists, and it's not just hot flashes, and it's not just night sweats, and it's not just thermal regulation. Estrogen is a part of how the brain regulates appetite. And for decades, women were told just to endure it, push through, tough it out, try harder. So let me say this very clearly. We owe women an apology. Because this wasn't just missed. It was dismissed. And that's not science, that's bias. It turns out that estrogen replacement helps restore some of the signaling menopause disrupts. It can improve how the brain senses fullness, rebalances appetite signals, makes the system work more like it used to, not perfectly, but meaningfully. And importantly, it does not cause weight gain. That myth should have been retired a long time ago. And then we have the GLP-1 medications. Different tool, same system. They strengthen satiety, quiet hunger, and act on the same appetite centers in the brain. So while estrogen helps restore the signal, GLP-1 can help to amplify it. Now here's the interesting part. Estrogen appears to make GLP-1s work better, which suggests menopause doesn't just remove estrogen. It may make the brain less responsive to its own appetite controls. So let's update the model. Menopause is not a lack of discipline. It is not a failure of willpower. It is not a lifestyle problem. It is a change in how the brain regulates hunger. And that's a very different conversation. This doesn't mean that everybody needs hormone therapy or GLP-1 medications, but it does mean women deserve options. They deserve explanations, and they deserve a plan that isn't based on blame. What helps? Meals built for satiety, protein and fiber together, real food with structure, strengthening sleep, reviewing medications, and for some women, yes, hormone therapy or GLP-1 therapy. Those aren't shortcuts, those are tools. Estrogen kind of helps conduct the entire body's orchestra, and when it declines, the music changes. GLP-1s can help restore the rhythm. Estrogen can help retune the system. And understanding what's happening, that's what ends the blame. Because once you understand the wiring, you stop blaming yourself for the signal. For a more in-depth discussion and a neuroscience lecture, you can see the blog associated with this at yourdoctorsorders.com and forkyou.com, and more information in my Substack, which is available at drsimpson.com. This episode was written and researched by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, and while I am a board-certified physician, I am not your physician. If you are going to change your diet, then please check with your board-certified physician and a registered dietitian, not a chiropractor, and not a functional medicine who are witch doctors, in my opinion. And one more thing. Many women may benefit from seeing a gynecologist who specializes in menopausal care, especially during perimenopause. This transition deserves expertise. You do not have to gut it out. All things audio are done by my friends at Simpler Media and the pod god himself, Mr. Evo Terra. Producer Girl Productions makes me sound far more interesting than I am. All right, everybody, have a good week. Hey, Evo, we men really do. Oh, women, an apology. Because if the hypothalamus is rewired in menopause, why are we still prescribing willpower like it's a medication?
Oh, yeah, granted, you doctors have been total jerks to women for, I don't know, ever? Me, on the other hand? God's gift, right here. And you can imagine the look I just got from Sheila. Yeah.